Why do you want to change anything? The only reason you want to do anything in your life is because you think if you do that, if you get that sailboat, if you get someone here to start cooperating, you think you'll feel better. Isn't that true? The only reason you try to create new results to make changes is to feel good. Why do you want to get out of that negative feeling? Because you want to feel good. In other words, I can take everything you can ever tell me, whether it's you say I communicate to make a difference. Why? Because making a difference makes you what? Feel good. You say I communicate because I want to share this. Why do you want to share it? Because it makes you feel good. So I communicate, you know, in order to contribute. Why do you want to contribute? So you can feel good. I do it to release energy, to get rid of a negative feeling so you could what? Feel good. My question to you is, why do we communicate as human beings? In order to what? Feel good. But the challenge is most of us don't communicate in ways that make us feel good or anybody else. See, Kevin Saunders, Mick Davis, and Dax all know how to communicate to themselves in ways that make them feel good so they can take advantage of their life. You go, yeah, but they're not being very realistic. Neither is that guy with a shark. Oh, yeah? What's realistic? Being stupid? What we have to do is learn to communicate in a way that empowers us to enjoy our life, to take action, to make a difference. And most of us don't communicate to ourselves in a way that makes us feel good. We beat ourselves up. Rarely does that make you change your life and make yourself really do something more effectively. So we've got to learn how to communicate to ourselves first more effectively. Then we can communicate better to other people. But we got to understand our goal is to make ourselves feel good. Secondly, we got to know that if we're going to communicate well to other people, we can't do that by making them wrong, by attacking them, by telling them how screwed up they are. We've got to make sure that we communicate in a way that creates change, but does it in a way that feels good to that other person as well. Not just in the short term, but in the long term. And we're going to talk about both of these elements. But first, let's understand something else. The first step to be able to communicate more effectively is to really get clear on how to communicate within yourself. I'm going to give you something I call a reality check. It's going to be 7 questions I'm going to teach you to ask yourself that when you ask these 7 questions, you'll get clear about what things really mean. You'll get clear about what you really want. And then you'll be able to communicate better to the other people instead of just reacting or responding out of stress. But also, I'd like you to consider something else. And I do this with companies and it works like magic. It's such a simple thing. And it's kind of hard to describe just verbally. You almost have to do it to appreciate it. But let me tell it to you anyway. I teach people that the reason they're not communicating well is because they're in a stress state. Now, to stay out of a stress state, you could say, make your life perfect. That's pretty hard to do. Or you could interrupt your pattern. In other words, when you get stressed, there are certain things you do. Maybe you smoke a cigarette, or all of a sudden you lash out at somebody, or you all of a sudden curse, or maybe you close in and you get real quiet, or you retract your love from somebody. We all have weird patterns of things we do when we get stressed, especially in communication. The way to deal with those patterns is to, number one, identify what they are. So we usually get an exercise where I bring people together and I say, here's step one. And by the way, the exercise I describe for them, I'd like you to do it here. The first step is to write down and be honest with yourself, dirt honest. How do you communicate when you are stressed? In other words, what are some of your patterns? What do you do verbally and what do you do non-verbally? You know, what do you say to people when you get angry or stressed? How do you respond to them? And how do you do it non-verbally? What kind of facial expressions? What kind of gestures? What kind of movements? What are some of the things you do? Because see, if you identify this, you'll be aware of it. And all of a sudden you'll catch yourself doing it and you'll stop it in the future. So step number one is we have people write that down. And step number two is this. After you've written down all the ways you communicate when you're stressed, both verbally and non-verbally, and you've really been honest with yourself, you might get a little chuckle as you take a look at how you really are. Step two is answer this question. How do you try to get leverage on people when you're not getting your way? What do I mean by that? Well, what I mean is, you know, let's say there's something that's real important. You're not getting your way and you're stressed out. How do you try to get leverage? Do you get leverage by crying? Do you get leverage by demanding? Do you get leverage and get them to do what you want by pulling rank? Do you do it by getting really intense, making people fearful of you? Do you do it by, you know, acting like it doesn't matter and pretending like nothing ever matters and being a martyr? What do you do to try and get leverage? You know, what do you do? And be honest with yourself. And I'd like you to take a moment right now and write down the answers to these 2 questions. Now, if you're in your car, obviously you can't write it down now, but you can, while you're driving, answer these questions in your head. And I want you to do that right now. Take a moment to do it right now. Stop the tape and do it right now.